This is Amanda Wells. Coming up on Voice of Youth, where every week we take a different term of teen slang.
Crib.
My bad.
Gangster.
And define it as only we can. This week, hyphy, a word that has many different meanings.
Being hyper or wild.
The continuation of this Bay Area hip-hop movement.
Pretty much is lifestyle.
Since some people consider it a kind of music, some see it as a lifestyle, and some call it a movement, we realize it's not just a word, it's a world. We're going to take you on a little trip into that world. Well, not exactly little, since we're taking two shows to get there and back. The whole journey will take you from Sonoma County, where kids aren't happy when they can't get their super hyphy concert tickets.
We've had people, you know, slam our door, run out of here screaming and yelling, calling us all sorts of names.
To Solano County, where
tennis shoes on the cables in the sky, that means this is adulthood. That means that people is really getting money around here.
To Alameda County, in search of a famous rapper's final resting place.
Home of eternity. Oh man, this is gonna be a straight journey.
And finally, to San Francisco, on the night that things got really hyphy. Your guide on this tour?
It's me, your girl LQ, host LaKoya Simmons.
But helping her out along the way, there's a broad panel of experts from
Eric Arnold. I'm a music journalist.
To
Kim Westergren. I'm the founder of a company called Pandora.
To
Barbara Ehrenreich, freelance writer and author and activist.
Now these folks might be
in New Rochelle, New York.
Or
in my office at the University of Chicago.
Or
I'm here in Pasadena, actually.
But you are about to spend some quality time in the Yay Area.
Yay Area!
So put your center shades on, get ready to gas, brake, dip, start twisting your hair. If you're a little confused, well, at the end of this trip, you'll understand what I just said perfectly. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Starting with part one. LaKoya, are you ready to lead this tour?
I am. This is an exclusive tour, but there's no ticket required. So hop in the van and let's get going. That's my word. I don't put that on, that's my word. I don't think they know that's my word. I
don't put that on, that's my word.
So you've jumped aboard our hyphy train. Okay, our hyphy Windstar minivan. You have a few fellow passengers today.
Hola. ¿Sabe usted qué es hyphy?
Sí, señor.
That's Tatiana asking today's big question. Do you know what hyphy is? How to describe Tatiana? Well, Tatiana is just Tatiana. Just imagine a very small person with a huge personality.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess Justin's just having a cow trying to find his hat.
Justin is my boyfriend. He's hella fine. Just playing. He was away for a year. It was one of the hardest things I've ever been through. But now he's here, handing me my phone, actually.
Hey, it's Johnny.
Ooh! Oh, Johnny! Hey, tell me why I have been trying to find you, okay? Yeah, today we're venturing out to all types of various cities throughout the Bay. We're trying to talk to some people about hyphy and Mac Dre and everything. We're going to Vallejo. Yeah, we're going to try to go to San Francisco for the little Chinese New Year. It's Tatiana, Justin, Katie, my brother, and Mo. Yeah, we're actually going right now. First stop, pick up Katie. As we're making our way to Katie's house,
my son went to jail last night.
And I'm chopping it up on my Getro phone.
Yeah. Like, we got pulled over, and they searched the car, and he had, like, a mess pipe, and they
Damn, you were with him, or what?
Stop yeah.
We're passing up all this construction. They're trying to fill in every little hole in the 707.
How long would you have to stay in jail for that?
I don't even know. I don't know. Probably, if that's where you got arrested at, right?
Can you visit on Saturday?
Yeah, you gotta find out his last name or whatever, and then it goes by like the last name.
Go on Sunday.
But tomorrow on Sundays, everybody can go.
Okay.
Hey, we're here.
Here's Katie.
Okay.
You'll be able to recognize her because
I always sound sleepy.
You may have already gathered that sleepy is sort of the opposite of hyphy.
But as we go to Katie's work, backdoor disc, to pick up my brother Tori and cousin Mo, Katie tells us about her close encounters with hyphy.
I work at a record store and we sell a lot of hyphy music. I have a Mac Dre bobblehead that I got for my birthday.
Now, how can I explain this guy, Mac Dre, born Andre Hicks in Oakland, California, how he came up in the crest side of Vallejo, rapped about his turf, did 7 years in the feds, came out respected for not snitching, and reinvented himself, creating alter egos in a new rap style, plowing a path for this hyphy movement as we know it today, but tragically, passing away before he could live to hear this crowd chanting his name.
One more time, somebody say Mac Dre. Mac Dre.
Or collect the profits of people making money off his image.
Mac Dre bobbleheads.
Yeah.
He's playing tennis.
Yeah, Andre Magassi. He just always comes up with like alias names.
We're here at Backdoor to pick up my brother Tori and cousin Mo.
Hey Tori, what's up?
What's going on? It's the Rip, man. KRCB.
My cousin Mo, we're trying to do a mixtape.
Yes.
We're trying to do a mixtape called Shaking Hands and Kissing Babies.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the hypiest person I know.
Am I?
But I can't resist the chance to see what's in stock in the rap section. Mini Bay area names are in full effect.
Right here we got J Diggs, Mac Maw, San Quinn, Keith the Sneak, Mr. Fab, Messy Marv, Ryder J. Clyde, FedEx, all them, Bathgate.
Oh, and trip on this. I will soon be working there. Yeah, me. Doing what Katie does.
I put this out today, those two. And then all this is all Mac Dre right here.
Mac Dre is pretty much the one who started the hyphy movement and the whole hyphy thing.
This is my boy, Trey Jones.
He's one of my uncles and one of the people I feel I got to be able to watch in a close way coming up as a young MC, as artist and everything else, a young man in Northern Bay.
Let me just say a quick RIP to the man a lot of us call uncle, to Uncle Furl, one of Mac Dre's many names. And thanks, Trey Jones, a 707 native who may himself have his head on a bobble someday.
I'll probably be looking to get swooped up on my third album.
How's he plan on doing it?
Yeah, you'll see me out there selling CDs.
One guy that's probably sold at least one Trey Jones CD? Well, we'll just call him Chuck D, my soon-to-be boss.
Yes, I am.
This friendly-looking fellow with red hair lets us know that the local music store he manages makes a lot of bread off hyphy.
Tons of kids come in and they are always asking about Mac Dre. The super hyphy concerts, we sell the tickets to there. So people get mad. We've had people, you know, slam our door, run out of here screaming and yelling, calling us all sorts of, you know, names and whatnot because we don't save tickets. Mostly the 17 to 18 white kids. They're totally pimped out in all their hyphy gear. They go dumb with their stunna shades. Takes up actually quite a bit of our time.
Like 25%?
Tatiana looks a little funny talking to him with her stunner shades on.
Probably more like 50%.
Stunner shades. Big, colorful, oversized glasses, sometimes missing the lenses. A must accessory for the hyphy enthusiast. Don't have yours? Don't worry. There's more than enough hyphy accessories to go around for everybody.
Who would have thunk that, you know, we would have sold like 150 Mac Dre bobbleheads?
We've been at this stop long enough.
Okay, leaving Backdoor.
It's time to really get moving.
We are on our way to Vallejo.
Vallejo.
Better known as the Valley Joe.
The Valley Joe.
We're going to go to the Crest Side, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to interview some people, you know what I'm saying? And see what's going down. Now, I done been to Vallejo, and it wasn't nothing going down out there. But today we're going to see what's going down. You know, then after that, I mean, if we hit Oakland, you know, it's on and cracking.
That's all hyphy, you feel me? And this is the subject of today, hyphy. You know what I mean?
Oh, and how much of your time, Justin, would you say is involved in listening to hyphy or doing something hyphy or something like that?
Well, a lot of people describe hyphy as like an attitude, like getting hyperactive, like getting crazy, getting whatever. You feel me? Like just being rowdy. And I'm not rowdy too often. I'm mostly kicked back. But like as far as the music, like the music that's associated with getting hypey, like getting rowdy, you know what I'm saying, going dumb, whatever. I listen to that all the time because I'm with her, so she stays listening to it.
Her being LaKoya.
But other than that, though, You feel me? Like, a little bit of the time, I'll be with some homies that are hella rowdy.
Right now,
and that's like kind of hyphy, you feel me? Because these dudes are always trying to get into some they're all crazy. We'll be driving all crazy, spinning his tires at every light and
hold on, this is T-Rip, man, T-Rip Productions. Me and my cousin Mo, we're trying to come up with this mixtape called Shaking Hands and Kissing Babies. It's strictly me and Moto. You know what I mean? We're trying to blow up. We're trying to go to places we ain't never seen before, like New Hampshire.
Yeah, this is Just Mo from Get Money Records. You know what I'm saying? We just started the label. You know, be on the lookout for the mixtape, Hustlin' Habits. You know, then after that, then me and Rip gonna drop Shaking Hands and Kissing Babies. You know, we just out here politicking. You know, we just want everybody to know we making that good music, make you feel good. This is Just Mo, not Fat Mo, not Black Mo, not Big Mo, not Young Mo, not Tall Mo, not Short Mo, not Skinny Mo, not Light Skin Mo, not Afro Mo, just Mo.
37 Vallejo, Napa. That's where I reside. My coconut. Good timing, talking about Valley Joe just as the Vallejo sign comes up.
T-Rip checking out. Till next time. Understand that.
As we get off the 101 to go to Vallejo, we get on this big bridge over a kind of marsh or something, and there's so much space around. It's the perfect time to slump, knock, however you call turning up your stereo, even if Tatiana doesn't have 15s in the trunk. And of course, it's gotta be hyphy. What do you think? Does this song go? As in, does it make you feel energy? Like you could just get tooken right out of your body?
Stayed all over the Bay Area, but Oakland's home. Doors open on the whip, shining chrome. Yeah. Dreads and gold teeth on stunners and zones. Wow. Up and down the strip, pimps looking for hoes. Rocking with the team, it's on. I'm just here to give you some knowledge on my beloved home. We all go stupid, whether young or grown. New slang, any minute, dummy 18, go.
Yeah, let it flow, let me tell you what I know. From the old to the skull, Vallejo to San Ho. Where the blocks stay flooded, the pimps all strutted. I'm low in the cuts, my folks getting butted. Crooked cops won't run it, but they way too dumb. Slump slow in the bucket, nodding off the drums. It's the Bay, baby boy, so the game persists. Hustling, stacking funds, feel my remix spits.
From the old to the skull, it's the way that we play. To the place where we grind all day in the Bay.
How about this song?
My name is Furl, I'm the owner of the building. I'm a stoner and I'm chilling with two bitches like Jack. I pimps and I mag, drive a Benz on a lack. Man, I've been in the back with the groupies and the stars. I've been out front with the thugs and the guards. I've been on the yard with the Mexican mafia. And I only run with niggas that are killing Dafia. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself.
Or this one.
So where you from? What hood do you claim? I'm from the Bay where we get happy, stupid, dumb, and insane. Don't leave my house without my stunner shade. I'm from the place where all the slang that you've been talking done came.
I'm from the Bay where we gas break and dip, where the kids go dumb and we all go ride the whip, where all the hustlers are putting in work, where they're moving that kush. Oh, pushing that perp, see in my hood we rolling scrapers and hyphy's our thing. And our favorite word in the streets is yada, I mean. From up to Sac and down to San Jose and back, I'm just doing my part to put the Bay back on the map again.
So where you from? What hood do you claim? I'm from the Bay where we get happy, stupid, dumb, and insane. Don't leave my house without my stunner shade.
I'm from the place where all the slang that you've been talking done came. Waking up to the Golden Gate. Ain't no place like it in all 50 states, yeah. Saturday, I'm crossing the bridge. I got so much pride in the place that I live. See, in the skull, we got the Giants. In the town, we got A's. And I love it when the radio plays E-40 all day. Kick the Sneak, Quinn, and F-A-B. Now I'm feeling myself like M-A-T-B-R-E. So where you from? What hood do you claim? I'm from the Bay where we get happy, stupid, dumb, and insane. Don't leave my house without my stunner shade. I'm from the place where all the slang that you've been talking the game.
Dogwood Speaks. Noble How. Trendsetters. Y'all just follow.
So where you from? What hood do you claim? I'm from the Bay where we get happy, stupid, dumb, and insane. Don't leave my house without my stunner shade. I'm from the place where all the slang that you've been talking the game.
Just playing.
Dummy.
Yeah.
18 dummy.
What how about this song?
18 dummy. 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 18 dummy.
I know you're gonna go dumb off this one. Go dumb, go stupid, get retarded. All ways to say you're losing yourself in the music. But I myself have rubbed people the wrong way using language that seems disrespectful to people with mental disabilities. It is true, the short yellow bus is a symbol for the hyphy movement, but it could be taken the wrong way from people outside the movement. So listening right now, I'm tripping off. Have I ever really thought about what makes one song so obviously hyphy and another so obviously not?
There once was a young man who'd never been kissed.
Well, there is a certain someone.
And I hear the sounds of San Francisco around me.
Not that far away from this car right now, who has given a lot of thought to this question.
My name is Tim Westergren, and I'm the founder of a company called Pandora, which is an online radio service that allows people to create personalized radio stations that play just music they like.
Here's what a day in his life is like.
We have about 90 people who work for us. We're all in one big, huge open office. And about half the office is 50 musicians, all sitting in front of computers with headphones on, surrounded by piles of CDs, you know, from floor to ceiling, listening to music. And there's a stage with a PA set up and keyboard and guitars and drums and a whole bunch of percussion instruments where, you know, we'll frequently have sort of impromptu jam sessions.
So, Tim, what makes hyphy music hyphy?
Well, I think there are two elements that are the most signature parts of it. One is that it uses a lot of synthetic sounds in the drums. Wow. And those are composed. It's not sort of typical drum loop samples. It's very synthesized sounding. It's sort of overtly synthetic. And the drum loops, the patterns are really short. So like two or four beat drum patterns that repeat over and over again. And a really heavy backbeat, often, you know, emphasizes like claps.
Hello, everybody!
All that backbeat, all the percussion and drum sections are mixed really loud. And then they compress it so that when they record it and play it back, it's very loud. Like, there's no real soft parts in the music. It really kind of creates a big sound.
Clap, you busy, you busy, clap. Clap, you busy, you busy, clap.
The other part is the lyrics. You know, it's a very theatrical kind of rap style. The characters are really strong characters.
TJ, that you need in your life. I'm sick from the jaw, look at me on the mic.
They often sing in really kind of interesting sounding voices.
So, Tim, I know you said you and your partners analyze music all day, but how exactly do you do that?
An analyst will usually listen to the song through a few times. And while they're doing that, what they do is they focus piece by piece on each part of the song. So they'll listen to the harmony and the melody and the rhythmic qualities, which I talked about. The instrumentation, you know, so what are all the instruments that are used? And, you know, hi-fi uses a huge sort of range of sounds. There are all sorts of synth sounds, all sorts of percussion sounds. They pull in, you know, industrial sounds. And it's a real kind of melting pot of different sounds. There's kind of a repertoire of synth sounds, too. So there are certain kick sounds and snare sounds that are sort of common that people reuse. So there's a big sort of sonic palette. And listen to the vocal performance and any kind of vocal harmony. It doesn't tend to be a lot of vocal harmony, but the voice all by itself, we analyze the voice along over 30 attributes just for the voice. So, for example, is there any vibrato in the voice, which is kind of a wavering in the voice? What's the timbral quality of the voice? So what's the actual sound? Is it kind of gritty? Is it gravelly? Is it nasally? Is it thick or thin? And is it high or low? And, you know, like Keek to Sneak has a really kind of gravelly, low delivery. I would say that the timbral elements in that music are really sort of paramount. That's a big part of its identity. So the analyst sort of goes one by one through each one of these sections, and each one of those sections is broken down into sort of even smaller pieces. So in the end, they score almost 400 attributes per song.
Damn, that's a lot of analysis, Tim. But isn't there already established genres of music?
Genres are kind of tricky because, you know, one person's, you know, L.A. crunk is another person's East Coast, another person's, you know, Oakland sound is another person's Southern sound. You know, it's really, I think, kind of hard to agree on what all those genres are. So we're not really trying to categorize music per se, we're just trying to sort of describe it. And those descriptions, you know, lead to what people call genres, but we don't really think about music as a genre.
So even though you say you don't like to put music into categories, what other types of music can you find in hi-fi?
I think you probably draw in some funk. It definitely has sort of a techno sound to it, that sort of retro techno sound. So you might pull in some rap with heavy techno roots. It might pull in some sounds that are a little bit more dance-oriented. Another characteristic, I think, of the lyrics is they're a little bit milder.
Oh, we getting hyphy in the bay. Here's another one. F-A-B and squeeze off the chain, going stupid dumb.
How we come?
Fitted hats, white tees, and Nike.
Now how we leave?
With a bad breezy right beside me.
They're not so harsh as some other rap music. Some lyrics that are, you know, have more misogyny in them or more violence.
Stop acting like a bitch and get your hands up.
And I think, you know, the genius of this music is really in people's sort of composers' abilities to combine stuff. You know, they're kind of drawing on so many different influences. That's really the genius behind it, I think.
Well, I'm almost dizzy from all these sounds. But luckily, we're in Vallejo.
Now we are actually formally in Vallejo. We are driving past Marine World to our right. We are approaching the fairgrounds parking lot where I attempted to learn how to drive a stick in about 10 minutes. Motel 6, Valley Vista. Ooh, that sounds familiar, huh?
We can't get back on the freeway. Ah!
Redwood Street or Redwood Parkway.
Okay, well, I guess we have to go right.
We're already lost.
At least we know we're somewhere near Mac Dre's turf called The Crest.
And we have Carl's Jr., Chevron, Baskin Robbins to our left.
I would go. Yeah, I would go back.
Albertsons.
Okay, so if we go and we have to cross over 37. So nobody knows?
Nobody knows the trouble I
have.
Whoa! Whoa, dude!
We found Sage.
Yay, Sage! Okay, right on Gateway.
This is the hood, right?
Yeah, this is the hood. We are on Griffin and Sage. Look, we got tennis shoes hanging from the cords.
Tennis shoes on the cables in the sky, that means this is a dope hood. That means that people is really getting money around here. People are slanging drugs out of this park. That's what that means. I'm going to tell you the definition. See, I don't like to tell people the definitions because I'm a real block. But look, that's really a sign for police to know that is going on in this block. They just dry snitching. That's called dry snitching.
You going to ask them both?
Yeah.
What is it called? We're trying to find the Crest Ranch?
Hang out?
No, I just asked them where the Crest is.
Man, we got people all over. This is a straight neighborhood, huh? Hey, can we ask dude right here? Ask dude right here. Just stop right here, Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
Excuse me. Can you tell us how to get to Country Crest?
Or, we're in it, baby.
We're in it. So this is it right here.
Oh, okay.
I told you.
So we're in it, okay.
Yeah, you couldn't tell? I could tell. This is the hood around here. You feel me? This is where it's supposed to be. This is the hood. It's obvious.
He said, you in it, baby?
Yeah. Look at all the people. It don't look like a hood to you, all the people kicking it in like one house, like 30 people in the garage back of the house drinking beers.
Oh, what is this? Kenyan? Kenyan, and we have Caucasian people living in the Crest. Wow.
We are in a residential area I believe we are on the Crest side of Vallejo. Man, this is nice. I need to call my and tell her she need to move to Vallejo. This is kind of like, almost kind of like Richmond a little bit, where it's the hood, but everybody lives in houses.
Yeah.
Got good homes. why you gonna be in the streets trying to thug it?
Just because you live in a house doesn't necessarily mean that you're like living in a nice area or something like that.
You on Section 8 or something.
Because we lived in a house in Bakersfield. And
on Section 8 or something?
No, we wasn't. We paid $300 for our rent. A three-bedroom house.
What?
What the Tell them, Tori, huh?
In Bakersfield?
In Bakersfield.
But what was the major problem that we had?
Gangs?
The major problem was the gang.
No, the house. What was wrong with the house?
Oh, the house, man. Grimy. Straight grimy. I'm talking about you damn near fall through the floor.
Rats?
No, but you know what was the grimy part about it, though? Was the roaches. I don't like roaches.
And the water bugs.
But check this out. At night, when you hit the switch and you go in the kitchen, you see roaches everywhere.
Really?
Just scatter.
Really?
As soon as you hit the light.
Like you could hear it?
We need to talk to like a younger person. You should ask these dudes right here.
You want
to
get out? All
right. Cigarette break.
We gathered around a group of young men, one with dreads, one who had made a design on his shirt of an iPod playing the rapper Doobie song, which has a title I can't say in polite company. Tori got our exclusive.
T-Rep, man, exclusive.
Yeah, great.
We out here in Vallejo, California. I think we on a Crest somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we getting an exclusive on the hyphy movement from everybody just to see what their point of views is about this.
All right, well, we in the Crest right now in front of King's Market. Mr. Goat, Thiz NT, Thiz Kids.
These youngsters are saying they're signed to a record label called Thiz Entertainment, founded by Mac Dre. But of course, more generally in the Bay,
people who are saying Thiz, they mean ecstasy. It's just used by different people in different communities, I would say. But they're talking about the same drug that, that has the same effects.
Meet Lee Lu, a veteran of the Bay Area rave scene.
I am the former director of DanceSafe. We're a national nonprofit organization. We do outreach primarily in the so-called rave and nightclub community. So a lot of our work is in educating users of ecstasy and other party drugs on the risks of these drugs and ways to avoid these risks.
Meanwhile, back on the block.
Now I want you to speak on this hyphiness or just this Mac Dre, where are we at right now, rep?
The boy Dre, he was on one.
I'm just on one? Yeah, that means you're under the influence of like a pill, that you're on a pill. Or E-ing, you just say you're on E or you're E-ing. The ones that I say might be more common in the rave scene than hip hop. Stunners and fizzing and I'm on one, those are more in the hyphy scene. If you're talking about ravers, it's more I just dropped. That means I just took a pill or I'm rolling. Yeah, rolling is really common.
As you can hear, my friend Lee knows what's popping, in more than one sense of that word. So Lee, what are your memories of watching the drug move from one youth culture to another?
Well, that's actually funny because, I listened to rap growing up, and then I took a break when I started going to raves. So like, to me, rave and ecstasy and hip-hop and rap were like two different worlds. And then, so when I started hearing rappers from, like, when I was in high school rapping about ecstasy. That was just really funny to me. When I talk to people who aren't familiar with rap culture or hip-hop culture, I just don't know anything about the hyphy scene. They're like really surprised that they're using ecstasy or that people are comparing it to crack or whatever. Because, you know, ecstasy is known as a loving drug, and, you know, makes you want to cuddle and hug people. And, you know, the general perception of hip-hop culture is that it's violent and negative, and so people wouldn't associate, you know, the whole, you know, drama around crack and, you know, drive-by shootings with ecstasy. But what I tell people is that, well, you know, a drug could be used by a different scene or community, and it could have some of the same effects, and it might not, on top of the fact that their perceptions of hip-hop culture are a little distorted to begin with.
Back at the shopping center, we asked the kids their feelings on hyphy.
Me, fuck hyphy, man, we thiz dance forever. I mean, if it got some relations to hyphy, well, then we in there. We might throw a hand up sometimes, but when that hand go up, 9 times out of 10, it's the 3 C's off top, holla back.
CCC? That's gotta be Countryside Crest Club. That's what he's repping out here. So you can see that repping thiz or hyphy comes second to repping your turf.
As far as the hyphy movement, it's good publicity for the Bay and Bay Area artists. From the Crest, we didn't get hyphy though, we get Stewie. So that's how we put it out there though. And Dre didn't get hyphy either, man. We get Stewie out here, man. We ain't part of the hyphy movement though.
So define the difference between getting Stewie and getting hyphy.
This is the difference. Stewie is our way of saying we don't want to bite nobody else. We get Stewie, man. This from the simple fact we isolated from the Bay, but other than that, basically it's Stewie. Stewie, you mean if you see us do it, you would say it's hyphy, clear as day. I mean, but Stewie, Stewie, ooey, ooh.
Most of the stuff we do out here ain't hyphy. We get down. We do what we gotta do. We gotta bang to get our bread. Whatever we gotta do, we gotta get it. Hyphy ain't even really part of my life. I go to school. I do my work. I come back to the Crest and I just hang with the Cutties. We get hyphy nice here. We might have to get hyphy one night or two, be with the Cutties, you know. But most time, we ain't hyphy. We thiz all day.
The kids talk a lot about thizzing. Lee, what is it supposed to feel like when you're thizzing?
A lot of people say it makes them, they're able to dance more and they're more energetic. Ecstasy can have that effect. But that's one of the effects that's hard to track because, like, for example, a lot of pills are cut with, like, stimulants such as caffeine or ephedrine. Real ecstasy is MDMA, which stands for methylene dioxy methamphetamine. One of the general effects of that real ecstasy is having a feeling of just kind of euphoria and empathy towards other people.
So ecstasy, does it really make holes in your brain?
I think you guys are thinking of the holes in the brain campaign, you know, which is kind of really misleading because the scan that you saw, if you're thinking of an image of a brain that looks like Swiss cheese, the holes that you see are not actual physical holes. There's no missing tissue in the brain. It's a representation of a brain and the holes represent areas where there's less blood flow activity and where serotonin receptors in the brain that receive your serotonin, which is how the serotonin is released. Those have been worked up and, you know, so to speak, burnt out. What no one really knows is, in the long term, will your brain build back up its ability to, release serotonin. It usually does, but when you're talking about the long term, like how much effect it's going to have on the brain, there's no specific study on that.
Back at King's Market, the Thiz kids say it's more about the music than the pills.
When they see Thiz kids, they like, oh yeah, they promoting ecstasy. That's the first thing they think of, and it'd be hard for us to get shows at schools or wherever, anything that got to do with kids. But the label is more than just pills, though. So, like, when we went to Vegas, first thing they thought, oh, what's up with the music? Oh, where the pills at? So that's the first thing that it's like we sponsoring drugs, and that's what we telling the little kids, it's okay to thiz and thiz dance. As long as you thiz dancing, it's good to do drugs. But it ain't. If that's your choice, if you want to pop, then you pop, 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 and that's what you do.
And finally, these thiz kids end their interview the way every interview ends in the hyphy world.
So let me give my shout out though. My shout out straight gutter, so excuse me if you're gonna bleep this out, but shout out to the whole strip, G Block from 724 on up. Even the new houses, I don't give a f. You're preppy, you go to school, rep for the block.
Uh-oh.
It's the last one. For all the liquor stores all over the country, let me buy Newports under 18. Because I can make y'all rich. I love boats. All of that.
All right. Very nice. King's Market.
Very informative stop off at the shopping center, I'd say. Time to load back into our hyphy van and keep scraping. Pop quiz. What is the prime example of a scraper? If you answered a Buick LeSabre, you're right. And you know the best place to slap your slaps is your car, aka your scraper. So why don't we lean back for a second and really experience hyphy?
What it do? It's easy. That's my word. We're all records, baby. Go game two.
Something like my hammer strap, I'm smoking purpose, sipping yak. Inhaler, I'm prime team mix, causing asthma attacks. Hitting niggas, taking early phase, got backs direct the scene. Shoot 'em with cannon, so how you gonna act? Belating, I'm belating, sizzling. In that cutter, look for doing my business, doing my business. Ooh, drinking, throwing up the hula. Solo, but on the low, my butt, doing hella. At one time, my definition of hyphy, man, is dizzin', slipping lines. I'm in the building and I'm feeling like, yee! RIP to the Mac, the RE. So don't stop, keep it going. With some privilege in the back, blowing. Hold it down for the Bay, rapping Oakland. If it wasn't for that granddaddy smoking, that's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets. That's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets. That's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets. That's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets. I don't put that on, that's my word. I don't put that on, that's my word. I don't think they know, that's my word. I don't put that on, that's my word. Oh, I do a little shit. But if I have I lost you, you're still with me? Physique, kicking, sneaking. All in the dog, with the nappy frog still freaky. On leaps, beneath the senoritas. Turning cool as the one they still unfeature. I see my nigga in the traffic, what's up? Rather buy another mother first cuff, worse bloody. I mix big, the husky, brusky. Quarterback and trust me, rugby, rush me. Color purple, still in the street, it's ugly. I don't love you, but you loving me, fresher than Doug. Look at what the motherfucking rap game has done to me. So, run the beat, here come the kids, nigga. Self talk, what to do with technique, nothing bad. Self talk, what to do on this beat, this for the street. That's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets. That's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets. That's what I mean, for sure. Know what I mean, for sheets.
Next stop?
Okay, we're gonna call Greg and see when Chinese New Year is.
Nah, not Frisco for New Year's yet. After all.
It's gonna be there for a while, you know?
So what's next? Well, this was billed as the hyphy tour.
What is that bitch called again?
But the kids in the crest didn't even consider themselves hyphy, because that's from another town. They identify with the town we're leaving, Vallejo.
Now we're getting on the 80, headed west, right?
Home of Mac Dre.
Oh no, we're about to pass the exit for E40 spot, Magazine Street.
And of course, E40.
And now we have officially passed it.
Who is the Bay's resident linguist, you could say, even coming out with his own dictionary of slang. This veteran rapper put the Bay Area hyphy movement on the map nationwide with his album, My Ghetto Report Card, released in 2006 that went gold. And when his video for the song, Tell Me When to Go, got a lot of play on MTV. I even remember everyone saying that the Bay was sure to blow up when MTV aired its TV show, My Block, Bay Area, March 5th, 2006, featuring 40 Fonzarelli, as he's sometimes called. But remember, Vallejo's cutthroats kept telling us they're way more down with Thizz or getting Stewie than hyphy. So how did E40 become the national ambassador of hyphy?
What is that bridge called again?
It's right there, like you come out, you're in my
There's so many little bridges.
By crossing the bridge, literally and lyrically, in this song with rapper Keek the Sneak, the king of hyphy.
Jesus Christ had drift, so shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews going down, dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones. Ooh, tell me when to go. Talking on my getro on my way to the stop. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some Swishers, and some Listerine strips. Dr. Green Thumb lips just to ease my thoughts. Not just the cops, but the homies you gotta watch. The moon is full, look at the dark cloud. Sitting in my scraper watching Oakland going wild, ta-da. I don't bump mainstream, I knock underground. All that other sugar-coated and watered down. I'm from the Bay where we hyphy and go dump. From the soil where them rappers be getting they lingo from.
Tell me when to go.
Can you guess the name of Keek's Kingdom? Where we're headed?
What was that city and state?
Well, I try to get the address of our exact destination in hyphy's hometown.
That's Brea, California, right?
No.
And we get on our way.
We're in Richmond right now.
A few clues. It's a city with the murder rate that doubled last year.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
It's the birthplace of the Black Panthers.
My mistake. What's the correct city and state?
It's the place where sideshows started. Sideshows being where people and their cars gather spontaneously to perform stunts, show off their rims, slap their knock, play loud music, and generally get hyphy. So what's the official name of the land of the sideshows?
That's Oakland, California, right?
Right.
Yes, finally.
Are you looking for a business, government, or residential listing?
And our specific destination.
Okay, what listing?
Mountain View Cemetery.
Sorry, what was that listing?
Let me explain.
Okay, what listing?
Because a cemetery might sound like the opposite of hyphy.
Sorry, what was that listing?
Help.
Our mission is to find Mac Dre's final resting place.
That's Bodner Talent Rachel, right?
No, it helped.
What we know is that the rapper's tombstone was stolen sometime last year and that it probably has been replaced, but we're not sure.
Sorry I couldn't help you this time. Thanks for calling. Goodbye.
We know it's Mountain View Cemetery in Oakland, but we didn't think to get the address until now.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Finally, I get to talk to a live person.
Finally, triumph.
Looks like I have been at 5,000 feet on Avenue.
As Tatiana takes over navigation, calling up her pops.
Where are you right now, Cootie?
We're on the 80 going west towards Oakland.
You get to Oakland.
All right, here we are. Oakland.
You're going to take the Broadway Webster Street exit.
So we are exiting on Broadway and Webster. I believe this is is this West Oakland? This is West Oakland.
And when you come to Broadway, go left.
We're supposed to go left and we can't, so I guess.
We might have to do something illegal. No, I'm just saying.
Go right on West MacArthur.
West MacArthur, ain't that we supposed to be on this street?
Hmm?
West MacArthur, right?
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to turn right on West MacArthur.
Kaiser Permanente, where everyone wishes they could get treatment. But guess what? A lot of us don't have health insurance, healthcare. Yeah. We are about to attempt to turn left on West MacArthur, and from there we're going
to Piedmont Avenue.
You go left on Piedmont and attempt to look for 5,000 Mountain View Cemetery, and then attempt to look for Mac Dre's resting place, final resting place. T.I.P. Furl, Fizz in peace.
We're pretty close now, and although some of my traveling companions, our sahabs, are focused on other goals.
I'm starving.
So where can we get hoagies after this?
Seminary. Oh, steak falling out the sandwich.
Really?
So much steak fall out the sandwich, you can make another sandwich with this.
I'm taking in my surroundings.
For some reason, I don't seem to see...
As we've now gotten into a neighborhood very different from the Crest.
Too many people of color walking the streets here.
It's a beautiful day. Sunny, clear, lots of people. Sounds like just the time to turn up the music. Get your attention. The biggest thing since the TV invention. And apparently, the feel of hyphy is influenced by the car itself.
I can hear the sense of the car riding beats. You know, listening to the stuff in your car and the open airness of the music as opposed to the headphone culture of New York.
Meet Professor Kira Gant, a professor of music and anthropology in New York City. Listen to a day in her life.
A typical day right now is rising at about 6 a.m. Trying not to procrastinate for several hours so that I'm on time to work. Coming from Brooklyn to Manhattan to meet with students or teach my classes. I teach an intro class to ethnomusicology and an intro class to music to be done, and often don't get home until around anywhere between 10 and midnight.
She's also a talented author.
The book is called The Games Black Girls Play, Learning the Ropes from Double Dutch to Hip Hop, and it's about Black girls' musical games, and I look at the ways those games can be traced back just from their word of mouth and word of body relationships to musics from the past, and that's going to be musics on record, so that's how you can hear them, the connection. So the chants and the rhymes and the melodies that you can find in girls' games, you can actually not only trace back to slavery, to Juba Patton and Juba rhyming, but you can also see its connection to male-voiced recordings from artists from 1958, Lou Anthony and the Imperials with a song called Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop. Not Pop, Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop. There was a dance out called the Bop, so it had to be Bop.
Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop, Shimmy Shimmy Bop.
Michael Jackson's Rockin' Robin. That was from 1972. To Nelly's Country Grammar in 2000 that borrowed from a girls' hand-clapping game or a chant from girls' games. Down, down, baby, down, down, a roller coaster, sweet, sweet baby, I'll never let you go. Shimmy, shimmy, coco pop, shimmy, shimmy, pow. Shimmy, shimmy, coco pop, shimmy, shimmy, pow. Nelly samples that from a girls' game, and because it's not commercial culture, he doesn't have to pay royalties for that. And that game actually samples from, going back to 1958, Little Anthony and the Imperial Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop. So there's this connection that I'm trying to show between the way music operates and the way that men and women have been operating in creating black popular tastes in ways that aren't very obvious.
I feel like a cemetery is drawing near.
Yes,
4212. 4448. I feel like we're almost there. Is this it? It's the end of the road. Chapel of the Chimes. My grandmother is buried at the Chapel of the Chimes.
How
are we going to find Mac Dre's grave?
I don't think all the talent in the world can find Mac Dre's final resting spot in this huge place.
Oh man, this is going to be a straight journey.
But Hyphy is about living it up in the midst of death, some might say.
Damn, all right, we're going to have to split up. You take that half of the graveyard. You take that half.
So we're going for it. Going around blind curves through hills of old gravestones. Some so crumbly and crammed that I was worried a casket might slide out onto the road.
These look like older, this looks like more rural. These have been here for, how do they fit bodies? That's not a big enough space.
Oh no, we're never gonna find it.
Oh no.
And as we read off the dates and buried dated inscriptions, it feels like we're winding through history, just like Kira does in her work analyzing music and culture through history. Soon we're lost among the steep slopes in this place of death that seemed big enough to hold a limitless amount of lives. And in that way, this cemetery resembles Kira's profound definition of hyphy.
It's a cipher, you know, to use a hip-hop term. The word cipher is really an open vessel. It's 365 degrees. It represents the number zero, which is really not a number. It's empty. It means nothing. And inside of nothing, you can do everything. And you can have everything and be everything. And that's not limited to anybody.
And then I noticed that the cemetery seems to be a place segregated by race. Over there, the Jewish people. Over yonder, Asians. Even a place for Greeks. It seems so weird that people want to be with their own kind even after they're dead. The need for community, in the particular way African Americans tend to get together, is something Kira Gant has thought a lot about.
There is something about collective song, that people being able to, and collective dance, that people can create community.